And what's your opinion about American media's effort for portraying Islam as a violent religion, especially during Mr. Trump's presidency period?
American media now has been compromised. The intelligence agencies used to be very careful about their influence with the media. They felt it was always very important for the country, the people, to think that they had a free media. But for some reason, they don't seem to be worried about that now. We found the CIA and the intelligence agencies, not only in the U.S., but places like England, are the media are working hand in hand with them in the open. Some of the things that are going on, the media absolutely publishes nothing about whatsoever. For instance, Mr. Trump comes from a very long criminal background and his dealings in New York, widely known by all the New York City detectives, widely known by the FBI, widely known by the CIA, and also the media. No one said a word about it, and we could not believe that a big New York Times mobster actually became president of the United States, and no one revealed this, which would have destroyed their candidacy. And it was up to the media to actually do that, and they were actually too afraid to do so.
Yes, and as the last question, how do you evaluate Mr. Trump's withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal?
This is something that's insanity. After we consider how long, how much work went into getting it done, and of course the EU is very upset. The big benefit to that is Britain, that has always supported the U.S. on everything. They are not supporting them on this. The same thing with Germany. So we're crossing our fingers that the rest of the JCPOA members are going to stick with honoring the agreement and go ahead and let America isolate itself. And we're hoping that they will fight back against the sanctions. So we're not all, again, the sanctions are something, they're a gangster tactic. You either do what I say or I'm going to punish you by taking your money. And I think they realize now this has to be stopped. And we're hoping that the American people will work with them to realize that the sanction wars is really hurting long-term the American people also. But unfortunately, the saddest part about this, we do not see the resistance amongst the American people that we should be seeing. And we're very pessimistic about this because it's getting late in the game. Very bad things are happening. And we don't see the resistance that's needed to turn things around.